This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Upgrade your drive by heading to your local BF Goodrich dealer now through May 7th and buy any set of four new BF Goodrich brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $50 MasterCard prepaid card after mail-in rebate. Taylor Tire and Auto, located on West Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. See redemption forms at participating dealers for complete offer details. Offer expires 5-7-2012. Void where prohibited. The card is issued by Citibank, N.A. pursuant to a license from MasterCard International Incorporated and managed by Citi Prepaid Services. Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level.
Wright Automotive has a beautiful 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan SE. MSRP is $23,830. The right price, $19,705. See dealer for details. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or online at WrightAutomotive.com.
Hey, Justin Peoples from Wright Automotive. Do you need service on your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, truck, Jeep, Lincoln, or Ford? You'll find factory-authorized technicians at Wright Automotive. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, May wheat closed at 642 and a quarter, up 16 and a quarter. July wheat closed at 650, up 14 and a half. September wheat closed at 662 and three quarter, up 14. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 653, up 29. July corn closed at 625 and a half, up 18. September corn closed at 551, up 2.5. May soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 1496 and three quarter, up 15 and a half. July beans closed at 1493 and a half, up 13 and a quarter. August beans closed at 1466 and three quarter, up 13 and a half. May soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 427.40, up 78. July meal closed at 428.40, up 66. August meal closed at 418, up 57. May soybean oil Friday closed at 55.18, down 19. July oil closed at 55.53, down 22. August oil closed at 55.71, down 23. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 335 and three quarter, down 2 cents. July oats closed at 341 and three quarter, up 1 1/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were sharply higher on Friday afternoon. The USDA's confirmation of the sale of 1.56 million tons of U.S. corn helped to boost corn prices. The sale of 1.44 million tons to an unknown destination was the largest sale of the group. Several sales of U.S. soybeans to China also helped to support soybean prices. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 18 to 20 cents stronger at 636 to 650. Soybeans were up 13 to 16 cents at 1471 to 1485. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 23 to 27 cents at 651 to 669. Soybeans rose 16 to 17 cents, ranging from 1480 up to 1502. And the wheat prices gained to 16 to 17 cents at 627 to 648. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills reported corn bids mostly 18 to 26 cents stronger at 647 to 658. Soybeans advanced 14 to 16 cents at 1483 to 1487. And wheat prices gained 14 to 16 cents as well at 635 to 643. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 17 to 21 cents stronger at 658 to 670. Soybeans advanced 15 to 18 cents at $15 up to 1508. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery up 14 cents at 640 to 650. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 31 to 46 cents higher at 682 to $7 even. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 16 to 17 cents with quotations at 1522 to 1523. Soft red winter wheat gained 16 cents on Friday, ranging from 665 to 666. And Milo ended 29 cents higher at 627 to 628. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, May hogs closed at $85.50, down $1.30. June hogs closed at $86.60, down $0.82. July hogs closed at $87.52, down $0.95. April cattle Friday closed at $118.45, up $0.37. June cattle closed at $112.85, up $0.47. August cattle closed at $115.55, up a dime. May feeder cattle Friday closed at $148.77, up 20. August feeders closed at $152.07, up 52. September feeders closed at $153.20, up 22. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Friday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,175 head today, a trading 82 cents lower from 72 to 79.75, with a weighted average of 78.86. And in Illinois today, there was 11,600 head of bears and gilts sold. The primal cutout value for a loin was up 14 cents today at 76.89. Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report. Sows traded mostly steady with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 41 to 46, 4 to 5 weights from $43 to $48, and over 500 pounds traded from $46 to $50. Illinois direct bears and gilts were steady again today from $53 to $56. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Friday, hogs are at 404,000 on the day. That's down 9,000 from last week, but up 9,000 from last year. Cattle are at 115,000 on the day. That's down 8,000 both last week and last year. The USDA estimated box beef choice cutout values. There was a total of 118 fabricated loads and 31 trim loads. Choice carcasses were down 47 cents at $1.9027, while selects fell $1.25 at $1.8605, leaving the choice select spread at $4.22. At the Walnut Livestock Auction, on Thursday, they had 112 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $2 to $3.50 lower. Slaughter steers, choice yield grade 2 and 3s from $1.21 and a quarter to $1.23 and a half, while select cattle were at $115.50 to $116.50. Choice Holsteins were from $106 to $110.50, and slaughter heifers, choice yield grade 2 and 3s from $1.20.75 to $1.23. In the slaughter cow division, you had breaking type cows from 79 to 84, boning type cows from 78.5 to 83, and a few lean cows traded from 75 to 75.5. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey. Now back to the main studios of WSMI.
April Class 3 milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday closed at $15.73 unchanged. For May, $14.88 up 3. For June, $14.20 up 2 cents. April butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday ended at $146.5 up a half. For May, $135, that was down a half, and for June, $135.75 unchanged. Nonfat dry milk for April, $124.5, that was up 3/4. For May, $119.25, down a quarter, and for June, $115 unchanged. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday for butter, $136 unchanged. For block cheese, $153.5 up 3/4. For barrel cheese, $143.5 up 1 1/2. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.61. For May, $6.45. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.53. And for May, $6.37. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.85. And for May, $14.84. And wheat delivered to Scottville for April, $6.25. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $6.61, corn at Scottville, $6.53, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $14.85, and wheat at Scottville, $6.25. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. Color radar showing a large band of showers at this point pretty much north of I-70 and moving slowly to the northeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
Your family safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service are properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And across mid-Illinois for today, cloudy and warmer with showers or thunderstorms, high temperatures in the mid-70s and light southwest winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, a chance of a shower. The low will be in the low 60s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, once again, showers likely. High temperatures in the upper 70s. And your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy with a day-to-day chance of showers. Low temperatures in the mid-60s, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds, the barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy, rainy skies on this Monday morning, 61 degrees. Over the weekend, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Caulfield, an inch and a half of rain, an inch and eight-tenths, recorded by Richard Sarig of Gillespie, and an inch and a half here at the Weather Center. And once again, cloudy, rainy skies, 61 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Finally, a mower with some giddy-up, 9 miles per hour. Introducing the John Deere EasyTrac Z600 Series with a 4-year limited warranty at Sloan's. John Deere EasyTracs are easy to turn, easy to handle, and with Deere Season Financing, now they're easy to own. Your John Deere is here. Get one today at Sloan's. Visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations or online at Sloan's.com. Powered up
with Sloan's. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Litchfield National Bank and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. On Friday, we talked to Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction. They have some 3x3 squares available, and Mike tells us about it.
There's a semi-load, 57 bales.
Okay, now these are standard size bales, or these are 3x3s?
These are 3x3x8s. They're weighing 750 pounds. It's a real nice alfalfa with a little grass in it. It'd be excellent horse hay or dairy hay, either way.
And this is first cutting this year?
No, actually, it's last year's hay. It came out of Wisconsin, but it looks like new hay. It's got real good color to it. It's really nice.
Now, you're going to sell this by private treaty, you said. Can you explain that?
Well, we got a price at $80 a bale, and people can call us and come and pick up as many bales as they want, keeping hay on hand all summer like that.
Okay. When will you be open?
It's best if they just call ahead, and then we can make a time, set up an appointment to load them.
Okay. And what's your number one more time?
They can reach us at 618-410-4293.
And that's Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction at Fosterburg. In other farm news, the Burger King Corporation has announced it will begin purchasing pork only from suppliers with documented plans to end their use of gestation stalls for breeding pigs. Burger King claims that it will use its purchasing power to ensure the appropriate and proper treatment of animals. National Pork Board President Everett Faulkner has raised pigs indoors and outdoors in pens and stalls during his 40-plus years in the swine business.
I'm guessing that probably Burger King's CEO hasn't been on many hog farms, and yet his decisions are going to affect how my family and I raise our pigs, as well as a lot of other people in our industry. And I am concerned that decisions on how to care for my pigs should not be made in Miami at their headquarters.
Faulkner says pigs can be raised in several different types of housing systems and perform well.
There isn't one necessarily best way to house them, but the industry and the people in the industry, I think, have migrated from outside to where we are today and to the gestating stalls because we feel like it gives the maximum protection to the animal as well as giving us maximum production and is animal friendly.
Mr. Faulkner says the National Pork Board maintains the position similar to the positions taken by the American Veterinary Medicine Association and the American Association of Swine Veterinarians that there are numerous ways, including sow gestation stalls, to provide proper care for sows. Each housing system, including gestation stalls, open pens, free access stalls, and pastures, has welfare advantages and disadvantages and must be considered by an individual farmer.
The thing that concerns me the most is that we apparently have outside forces that's, I believe, challenging the integrity of our industry and are trying to persuade us that they know more about how we should raise pigs than the people that's out here on the ground at the grassroots level.
Mr. Faulkner says the science behind pork production should not be ignored, and for more information, go to pork.org. The Animal Agriculture Alliance is hosting its annual Stakeholder Summit May 2nd and 3rd in Arlington, Virginia. President and CEO, it's time for the weekly hog market update from the University of Missouri livestock economist. And we join Dr. Ron Plain.
Not a whole lot of action in the hog market. Pork cutout value, unfortunately for producers, down again. $76.75 late in the week, down 71 cents from the week before. A lot of the declines due to weakness in pork bellies. 84 cents a pound pork belly prices late in the week for wholesale value. That's down $3.40 from the week before and the lowest since January of 2010. Pork bellies have been very strong for the last couple of years, but they may be weakening. Hog prices more or less steady this week. Carcass prices mostly around $79 per hundredweight. Terminal market prices for live hogs also steady in the mid-50s. Weights this week, Iowa Southern Minnesota actually last week, 276.9 pounds, up a half a pound from the week before, 4 pounds heavier than a year ago, 22nd consecutive week that hog weights have been above year-ago levels, and that's largely due to the mild winter and pigs just growing a bit faster than normal. Canada released their latest hog inventory survey. Their April 1 numbers say their breeding herd is unchanged from a year ago. Farrowings in Canada during the first quarter up 0.2%. They're forecasting second quarter farrowings up 2%, but third quarter farrowings down 1.2%. So not a whole lot of growth there, so we don't expect much change in the number of live hogs being imported from Canada during the rest of this year.
And that was Dr. Ron Plain, livestock economist from the University of Missouri. The grain markets have traded as wildly as the livestock markets, and it's leaving some producers wondering what's in store for the coming crop year, especially producers who are trying to price some of the fall crop. Arlen Suderman of Farm Futures says that there are many factors at work that are causing the fund managers to get in and to get out of the market.
One of them is, how much is China willing to pay? And if you go back to 2008, China was paying more than $20 a bushel for soybeans delivered, including freight. Ocean freight at the time was at record high levels, where ocean freight is much cheaper now.
And so Mr. Suderman did the math.
We're looking at basis basically at the Gulf at 64 cents over the nearby contract, and then you add on about $1.34 a bushel to ship from the Gulf to China. It's cheaper from the Pacific Northwest, but your basis to the Pacific Northwest is stronger. So it's about $2 above nearby futures for go from the Gulf to China. That puts it at about 1670, 1675. So that means that if China's using the same philosophy in order to keep its people fed and to buy the food-based commodities, they'll keep buying for another several dollars at least.
And the conclusion is upside potential for soybeans at least.
That means that prices probably haven't reached levels of rationing demand, at least from China. We have other customers that's probably got a lower tolerance of being able to buy that yield. But considering the amount of the demand in this morning's weekly export sales report that was going to China, that's a significant factor to keep in mind with weekly sales more than twice the normal pace for this time of year because South American production estimates continue to tumble.
That was Arlen Suderman, Farm Futures Market Analyst. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau recently talked to a member of an area FFA chapter, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. This week, we talked to Betsy Kerbeck. She's a member of the Jerseyville FFA, and she's also a Section 15 reporter this past year. And Betsy, first, let's get caught up on the Jerseyville FFA, because I know just a couple of weeks back, you guys held your annual chapter banquet, and from the pictures, it looked like you had a great event.
We did. Our banquet was March 31st. It was a Saturday. We usually don't have Saturday banquets, but it was real nice to have extra time, be able to slow our banquet down, really look at the awards that kids have achieved and their experience on the past year.
And what about those awards? Were you lucky enough to take home a few plaques and certificates?
Well, I was. I hate to brag, but I was able to bring home 8 plaques and certificates.
Tell us about those, Betsy.
My awards range from Outstanding Junior to the best SAE in our chapter. I got the Excellence Award, Leadership and Scholarship Awards as well.
Which one of those means the most to you, maybe?
Probably the Outstanding SAE, which our SAEs are record books, and I worked a lot. I put in a lot of hours into my record book, and it was just good to see that there's an outcome to it.
We've talked with you before about your family connection and family history with the FFA, and I'm sure, you know, because I know your parents were there and other family members, that had to be a great night to celebrate with them.
Correct. It's been a tough year, you know, a lot going on, being a section officer and a chapter officer as well, and having animals to take care of. It was good to see that all this hard work and every dedication has been, you know, is really come out, had a great outcome.
Well, so happy for you. And we want to mention that again, too, because you're ending your year as a junior at Jerseyville, and you're going to run again for another office in Section 15.
Correct. I did run for chapter office and for our chapter, and I got vice president. And so that'll help me being running for a section office as well.
And what is your ultimate hope? Do you hope to obtain the presidency, or?
Well, I just got my letter in the mail saying that I will receive my state degree at convention this year. So in order to have the president and vice president spots, you must have your state degree. So I'm hoping to have the president or vice president spot.
And remind us again of your state degree. What will it be in?
Beef production was my SAE for this year.
Tell us about that. We often talk about that being such a great award, but how much work actually goes into that? Tell us how you received that state degree.
Well, for my record book, yeah, I put in approximately 500 to 600 hours a year taking care of my animals and getting them ready for shows and etc. So that's a lot of hours in my record book, plus all the time preparing my record book for competition, as well as preparing my state degree.
Well, congratulations on that. You're going to have a good state convention for sure, no matter what happens, just getting that award and walking across the stage. Anything else you want to add for us today, Betsy?
I hope that as everybody is rounding out their school year and banquet season as well, I hope that they are looking forward to being in the FFA next year and having a great year.
Betsy Kerbeck with the Jerseyville FFA and Section 15 reporter. I'm Rita Frazier for WSMI.
6:32 on this Monday morning, some notes in Ag News. The Senate Agriculture Committee Thursday approved a proposed five-year farm bill that seeks to make steep cuts to subsidies while expanding government crop insurance programs. The panel's plan would cut government spending by $10.4 billion over 5 years, $24.7 billion over 10 years. Much of the proposed cut comes from eliminating the controversial direct payment subsidy program that issues checks for billions of dollars every year to landowners, regardless of whether they are farming. Under heavy pressure from farm groups, the Obama administration Thursday said it would drop an unpopular plan to prevent children from doing hazardous work on farms owned by anyone other than their parents. The Illinois Senate unanimously signed off on a measure Thursday that would regulate technology used to reach previously inaccessible natural gas reserves deep underground. The Senate's 54-0 passage of the bill addressing hydraulic fracturing comes amid reports that energy companies are in a push to explore possible drilling sites in southern Illinois. The Lincolnwood FFA chapter is having a plant sale. It will be held at Lincolnwood High School in Raymond on Friday afternoon from 3:30 until 5:30 and on Saturday from 8 until 1. Our guest on the AM Live program this morning is Sherry Schaefer of Greenville. Ms. Schaefer publishes the Heritage Iron and the Oliver Heritage magazines. We will talk about the magazines and a planned trip to Australia for a special tractor ride. The AM Live program this morning at 9:05 on WSMI AM 1540. The Farm Show on this Monday brought to you by the Litchfield National Bank and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on WSMI, WSMI FM 106, beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:32.